This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, March 7th. God's word for you today is Sovereign Will. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 48, verse 14, and it says, "But Jacob crossed his arms as he reached out to lay his hands on the boys' heads. He put his right hand on the head of Ephraim, though he was the younger boy, and his left hand on the head of Manasseh, though he was the firstborn." Genesis 48 verse 17 says, "But Joseph was upset when he saw that his father placed his right hand on Ephraim's head. So Joseph lifted it to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. Jacob crossed his hands and gave Ephraim the double portion. Jacob was saying, even though you brought Ephraim and Manasseh to me so that I can bless them, I will go with what is on your own right hand and what is on your own left hand." The truth is that God knows things we do not know. He does. Genesis 48 verse 19 says, "Manasseh will also become a great people, but his younger brother will become even greater, and his descendants will become a multitude of nations." Jacob honored Ephraim by placing his right hand on him, but he also honored Manasseh by putting his left hand on top of his right hand. By that action, Jacob was saying that in the order of things, Manasseh comes first, but in the greatness of life, Ephraim comes first. For some reading this now, God has told me to tell you that he is going to cross hands and bless you. The blessing that is not yet your turn to get, God will be merciful, and in his sovereignty, it will come your way in the name of Jesus. Ephraim before Manasseh. Did Manasseh do anything wrong? No. Which is why you must be humble. It is not because you did anything right or wrong. God has favored you. It was God who chose you, so you have no reason to be boastful. But shine your shine, because God has chosen you. You cannot be looking gloomy. You have to stand and be all that God has called you to be, because God has chosen you. The solution to dying before your time is protection. God will protect you. The solution to the living dead, that is, the enemy transferring the glory, is warfare. God will fight for you, and you will get the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. If it is a God-induced glory transfer, the solution is repentance. Samson lost his glory, and when he repented, the Bible says his hair began to grow again, and his glory was restored. Samson had more victory in his death than he did alive. In fact, in the Hall of Faith, in Hebrews 11, Samson's name was listed as one of God's generals because Samson repented. Will you repent? Do you know that David did even worse things than King Saul? Saul did not repent. Saul was more concerned with what people thought about him than what God thought about him. But David repented in Psalm 51 and wept before the Lord. However, as soon as God took his baby, David got up. Was he faking it? No! David knew God. He knew that God can change his mind. But if God does not change his mind, then be happy with what you have. Most times, when God sees that you are happy with what you have, he will bless it to be much more than what you have lost. Solomon, Bathsheba's son, became king after David. Is that fair? It is favor. Let us pray. Father, let your mercy and sovereignty speak for me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.